Gentlemen, I would now like to open the 2020 PwC meeting of experts on cooperation assistance with particular focus on strengthening cooperation assistance under Article 10. This is an in-person public meeting and is being streamed live on UN Web TV and UNOC Listen Live. At the outset, I extend a warm and belated welcome to you all, whether you are joining us here in the room or following the meeting outside Geneva. Obviously, this meeting should have taken place this time last year, but was, as with many other such meetings, postponed due to COVID-19 pandemic. Although we are now well into 2021, we are just today opening the first of the 2020 meetings of experts. On behalf of PwC Bureau, I would like to thank you for your patience and flexibility. Indeed, today, MX1 is the first official meeting under PwC since MSP 2019 December. I personally feel excited, as we have all waited these expert meetings to start, to kick off for so long. Some of you have participated webinars that we organized together with ISU to fill the gap, to keep the momentum during these COVID times. At this point of time, I wish to use this opportunity to express, as a chair, my gratitude for your contribution and active participation at webinars, and my happiness to see you all here today. I would like to specially mention and welcome experts who have taken time to travel here from around the world. In particular, I would like to acknowledge the presence of expert participating under PwC sponsorship program from Democratic Republic of Congo, Kenya, Mexico, Sri Lanka, and Sudan. I would like to thank the European Union for its financial support to this sponsorship program. Although the public health situation has improved here in Switzerland, the pandemic is by no means over. We therefore are still required to follow measures put in place by UN Geneva and Swiss authorities, as we announced by the implementation support unit in the ET memoir distributed to you all last month. We need to wear face masks in all indoor areas, and we also need to maintain physical distancing in this conference room. Hence, many of the seats are taped off, and the occupancy of the room is therefore reduced. However, as the ISU also announced in the ET memoir, there is additional overflow capacity in rooms 25 and 26 downstairs in this building. I would like to thank you for your support for my work as the chair of MX1. I'm privileged to enjoy working with my highly experienced colleague, as the other MX chairs, and we all work together under the able guidance of our 2020 MSP chair, Ambassador Cleopa Mailu of Kenya. This meeting of experts is third and final one in our current 2018 to 2020 intercessional period, and thus acts as a bridge between first two meetings in 2018 and 2019 and the ninth review conference, which has been postponed now until August 2022. We must therefore remind ourselves that we have achieved in the 2018 under the presidency of Ambassador Almut Sujel of Philippines, and in 2019 under the presidency of Ambassador Dolic of Georgia. But we must avoid repeating the discussion that already taking place. We must think strategically as we begin our preparation for the review conference. We are not starting our deliberation from a blank state. The 2018 and 2019 MXs adopted the reports to which were annexed summaries of the deliberation prepared by Ambassador Almut Sujel and Dolic under their responsibility in consultation with state parties. These reports are available in all official languages as PWC/MSP/2018/MX.1/3 and PWC/MSP/2019/MX.MX.1/2. In 2018 and 2019, state parties all submitted a total of 18 working papers to MX1. In addition, in 2018, the ISU prepared a background paper for MX1, available as PWC/MSP/2018/MX.1/2, which contains a lot of useful information, which is still relevant our discussions this year. All these documents warrant careful study along with working papers submitted for this year's MX1. We should also begin thinking about our expectation with regard to Article 10 for the 9th Review Conference in 2021. My intention as it has been since my nomination, to listen carefully to everyone's view and to ensure the maximum level of comfort for all. I will strive for transparency, inclusiveness and efficiency in the conduct of our meetings. And my role as the MX chair will continue until MSP. And like it was said, these meetings are the last ones before the review conference. And at this juncture, let me assure that I will do on my part my best toward a successful end at the review conference, both individually and collectively, working with other MX chairs and my predecessors. Let me now use this opportunity to give the floor to one of my predecessors as MX chair, Ambassador Almut Sujel of Philippines. Ambassador, you have the floor.
Thank you,